Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Let's turn to the national and international media now to see what's making headlines this morning. Now, both the Irish Times and the Times Ireland edition leading with the same story this morning, and you would have heard it there in the bulletin. The Irish Times headline, Government to tighten rules around short-term lettings, and the Times Ireland edition, crackdown on Airbnb to tackle the rental crisis. These are the new rules which will see owners of buy-to-let properties having to get planning permission from local councils if they want to use their second home or apartment for short-term letting for more than 3 months or 90 days every year. And the rules are to come into effect, the papers say, from June of next year, a legislation passing through the Dáil and the Shannon by the end of the year. And the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, quoted in the Irish Times this morning, saying the aim of this and of these new rules is to bring homes once available on the traditional rental market back into typical long-term letting. And just to mention, Minister Owen Murphy will be speaking to News Talk Breakfast this morning about those plans. That's just after 8 o'clock this morning. Now, the Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Star, they're going with the same front page story this morning, and that is the shooting dead of Derry Coakley in Macroom in County Cork on Tuesday night. People would have heard this story leading bulletins across the day yesterday. The Irish Daily Star's headline, Slaughter at Work, Farmer's Hand Blasted Off by Killer. And the Irish Independent this morning going with innocent man killed in row over farmland. Conor Feehan reporting that Gardaí believe the 58-year-old father of one may have been an innocent victim in a dispute relating to land. And one line of inquiry being followed is that he was working on a plot of land at Rawlee on behalf of someone else when he was actually shot dead. And a man in his 60s is being questioned by Gardaí in connection with the shooting. Now, the Herald and the Irish Sun this morning going with the same story also. This is the ongoing trial of Paul Wells from Barnamore Park in Finglas in Dublin. He's accused of murdering his friend and dismembering his body. So the Herald's headline this morning, I lost it over plan to kill Emer, and the Irish Sun, I shot Ken in the back of the head. The Herald reporting that Paul Wells broke down as he claimed Ken O'Brien had asked him to kill his partner Emer Dunn and make it look like she was sexually abused. The Sun reporting this morning, he told Gardaí, I didn't want to kill him, he was my friend. And Paul Wells has pleaded not guilty to murdering Mr O'Brien. That trial is continuing. Now, the Examiner lead story this morning, it relates to the ongoing controversy over the safety of some school buildings. You would have also heard this in the bulletin too. The headline, State Facing Huge Bill to Repair Schools. Fiacra O'Connor reporting today that the government is facing an immediate multi-million euro bill to fix life-threatening safety problems at up to 42 Celtic Tiger schools, because any lawsuits relating to the buildings could drag on for years. Also a warning that thousands of pupils may be left without a school to go to after the Halloween break, which is coming up at the end of this week. A story relating to that features on the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. The headline here, could hospitals built by Western be in danger of collapsing? So the paper reporting that the Health Minister is today awaiting confirmation that those safety fears, which have closed a number of schools, do not extend to hospital projects which were built by the same firm. Concerns being raised that Western Building Systems was also involved in a series of building projects at Irish hospitals. Now, something different on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. This is the ongoing controversy over Michael D. Higgins and the use of the Learjet. If people were watching the Virgin Media One debate last night, this raised its head again. The paper reporting today, he has been branded a Learjet socialist after racking up a bill of over 35,000 on four flights. The headline there this morning in the Irish Daily Mirror, Áras Force One. So they're the front pages this morning. Just a couple of other stories that caught my eye this morning. Also on the front of the Examiner, Minister goes against Fine Gael to back Freeman. This is also in relation to the presidential election. This is Junior Health Minister Jim Daly. He's publicly backing Senator Joan Freeman in tomorrow's presidential election. That is despite the fact, as you'll know, that Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Labour are backing Michael D Higgins. But Minister Jim Daly saying that he's very impressed with Joan Freeman's campaign. He's given an interview to The Examiner. He says she is the one who's taken it by the scruff of the neck every time and taken it back to where it should be, and he says tomorrow he'll be voting with his heart more than his head. The Irish Times, or the Times Ireland edition rather, on page 6, reporting this morning that Irish people have above average faith in vaccinations. This includes the MMR vaccination and also the flu vaccination. A new report from the European Commission has found that 90.4% of Irish adults believe vaccines are very important for children. So that's a good news story this morning. Also to the Irish Examiner, and a story on page 3 just to mention, fake news, a real headache for business and for media. So the paper reporting this morning that fake news and disinformation is turning Irish people off online news sources as they are confused over what they can and cannot trust. A survey carried out, this was carried out by Storyful, and it found that 44% of people had trouble knowing what sources to trust, with traditional news sources like print, radio and television being regarded as more trustworthy. Another story on the Irish Daily Mail to mention, this is on page 3 of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. It's warning that stress in middle age can actually make your brain shrink and make your memory worse. So bad news for some people this morning. Scientists have discovered that dementia can be triggered in people in their 40s by stress hormone cortisol. So a warning here to get enough sleep, to exercise and to relax. The headline there, don't stress, you'll shrink your brain. And just two light stories to finish up on. One on page 10 of the Irish Daily Star. I only mention this because I can't resist a picture of a cute baby hedgehog. But the paper reporting this morning that Gardaí at Wicklow Garda station were left red-faced after a joke memo was sent out to members about hedgehogs. The memo, it was written on official Garda-headed paper, and it urged members to watch out for hedgehogs in a state of arousal and confusion during the breeding season. And it circulated to members on the night shift, but of course that memo was leaked, so guards left red-faced over that. And just to finish up finally, this is a story in the Mirror this morning. Experts say a mum's voice is the best alarm. This is a study which was carried out in Ohio, which showed that smoke alarms that use a mother's voice are actually 3 times more likely to wake children than a high-pitched tone. And the headline here, mum's voice is the best alarm. So researchers saying that they're now a step closer to finding the most effective alarm clock for children and for parents. And when you're up this early in the morning, I can tell you your alarm clock is pretty important. I could have done with my mother's soothing voice when I was woken at 4:30 this morning. But let me know what you think. What do you like to wake up to in the morning? What sound is the most effective to get you out of bed? Let us know. You can text us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You'll get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT, or you can tweet me at Susan Kyo News. Now, those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Still to come, how is the government doing when it comes to providing social and affordable housing? Well, PAC is taking a look at that today and we'll preview that hearing. But up next, Paul Williams will be here to tell us what's coming up on News Talk Breakfast.